8 years after Guatemala's peace accord laid out ambitious goals for battling the discrimination and exclusion suffered by the Maya Indians, many in Guatemala say scant progress has been made. Now there are many signs that this long-postponed issue may finally be making its way onto the national agenda. Catherine Elton reports from Guatemala City.
The live music and sleek design of this bar in an upscale Guatemala City neighborhood have made it a recent hotspot for nightlife. So when a colleague of Maya Indian, Maria Tuyuk, passed his bar exam, they came here to celebrate.
Y luego noté que el guardia se dirigió a mí.
The bouncer spoke to me and said, "Look, you can't come in. These kinds of places aren't made for people like you, especially not dressed like that." I felt totally humiliated.
The colorfully woven traditional Maya clothing Tuyuk was wearing has made Guatemala known around the world. The government often uses images of women dressed just like Tuyuk to attract much sought-after tourism dollars. But back at home in Guatemala, the Maya, who make up about half the population, get no such respect. A recent UN report revealed that 70% of the Guatemalans who live in extreme poverty are indigenous.
El apartheid es que te dejan apartado.
Apartheid is when you are separated from opportunities. It isn't necessary to create boundaries to have apartheid. There are two Guatemalas, not one.
Caja says that while what happened to Maria Tuyuk at the bar may sound outrageous, things like that happen every day in Guatemala. What is far more uncommon, however, is that she reported it, that the press covered it, and that after some prodding, prosecutors are investigating it. Guatemala's Vice President, Eduardo Stein, says the government is studying the possibility of increasing the punishment for crimes of discrimination. But some activists, like Jorge Morales, say that President Oscar Berger's government is repeating old patterns of discrimination. He says that despite Berger's promise of a more inclusive government, only one out of the 13 members of his cabinet is Maya.
Solamente están tratando de utilizar la imagen indígena como...
There are all these young Mayas in traditional dress working in the presidential palace, but as secretaries and in protocol. They are there as decoration.
Most people agree that a centuries-old problem can't be resolved overnight or even in a few years. But at the same time, observers say, because there is so much ground to cover, even the smallest changes can feel like great advances. A current exhibition in Guatemala City that looks at the history of the country's intercultural relations appears to be prompting some of these small but important steps.
You can't get people to change their ideas if they don't understand why they have the ideas that they have.
Tani Adams is the director of the Guatemala-based Center for Mesoamerican Research, which created the show.
We're dealing with a kind of system of identities and a way of treating people that's basically invisible to people because it's so naturalized. We're talking about 500 years now of a structure that gives some sort of logic and makes it seem legitimate to treat people the way people are treated.
Each day, hundreds of Guatemalans, mostly school-aged children, take a guided tour of the exhibit. 17-year-old Rodrigo Bioles came with his class from one of Guatemala's most elite private high schools. He said the show made him realize that sometimes you can discriminate against people without even noticing. He says you don't always greet an Indian the way you would greet a non-Indian. And while it seems like a small detail, it carries much weight. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Elton in Guatemala City.